This the link up. This the link up. This the link up. Welcome to the link up. This the link up. This the link up. This the link up. Welcome to the link up.
Yes, yes, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Link Up Podcast. You know, the podcast that y'all might have forgotten about, but we still here. It was a while, but we still here. We're back on episode 89
after season two.
Quite a break, and you know, let me continue with the introduction and all of that. We got a full house here. It's been a while since we had the full team back together, but for this episode, after we talk about what it was like a month off or something like that, the full squad is back here. We got Rashid in the building, Woods, Kalissa, and Kana on here today.
But I think for me, it's been longer than a month.
Borderline
2 months.
Kind of been missing in action a little bit.
Look, I had school stuff to do. I apologize to maybe like 3 fans.
At least five.
We reached 5.
Maybe 5, man. Maybe. Well, okay, we'll go 6 just in case. But yeah.
We're back now, and I think the first thing to start off is just give a little bit of an explanation as to why we were gone in the first place. But what basically happened is we had some unforeseen technical difficulties that kind of surprised us. Like, we was planning on giving y'all an episode on one day. And I think probably what went wrong that day was also the heat and all of that, because that day was, like, real hot as well. Mm-hmm. Like, Kalissa just mentioned before we started recording, she, like, y'all was in for a treat, but then, you know, it just
it didn't work out there.
Somebody up there didn't want it to happen. They didn't want y'all to see what all was recording. Like, they wanted to keep you reserved, you know? Yeah, basically.
That was like the world ain't ready for the hot girl summer.
And I think the heat really played a role. I think that just what, like, had the computer was too hot, overheating, shit like that, stuff wasn't running properly. So we ended up losing that entire episode, and then basically decided to take a little break to kind of reevaluate, make little changes on how things was being done, so that we could avoid any of those type of things happening again. So some new equipment was purchased and some different things to the computer, and just how we recording things was done. I didn't want to get into it because, like, y'all don't really care. Y'all just want the podcast. So, I mean,
we here. That's important.
We back.
Yeah. Hey, are you still caught in?
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I just going to point that out. Hey. I going to make sure point out, because the amount of shit we've been getting about the background and stuff like that. Watch the blood clot caught in now.
Yes, yes. We trying to make some upgrades, be a little more professional and things. Curtain so that
looking nice, man. Well,
while we back, it's not just like we was gone for no reason. Okay. We did some things as well, you know.
I mean, I just got a question about the color, like,
I mean, what's wrong with
what's
the color?
Your problem?
I just white color.
It was supposed to be more red. Like, it was supposed to be more red-ish than it is.
Okay, but, I mean, so it wasn't on purpose then.
I was going for dark red, a reddish type of thing, because I like the color red, and yeah, it kind of goes with the logo, the link, the KMG logo and stuff like that. There's the red crown and all of that. You know, it's kind of the KMG colors. So yeah.
So black would have.
So if you that black pressed up black on a good day, why you wasn't? I just asked a question.
Because the colors I was weighing between was like a dark gray, black, or something, and I figured just black with lighting and stuff like that.
Okay,
black would make the room definitely way too dark and stuff. So
okay, I didn't know this.
Let me go with the red. That's like another color, like still kind of on the darker side of things, but it's not going to do what black would do to the room.
And the light bounce off of it a little bit.
A little bit.
Not a lot, but.
Makes sense.
And yeah, so that's basically the explanation on the color choice. But for those people that was complaining about the background, now there's nothing to look at. Now you have a nice little curtain.
And for y'all, for
you
those,
you know, brooms and whatever else you complain about in the background.
And for the ones that are going to start complaining about the curtains, fuck y'all.
Yeah. Ain't going nowhere. Like, this is what
I feel like. This is what it is. Are you going to move the curtain forward a little bit? I feel like that's going
to
be it.
Well, can't please everybody.
Yeah, that's basically my stance on this. Like,
when they want to come and fix it up and do it itself and give King permission to do that, they can come.
If y'all want to buy the curtain, because, I mean, that was another thing when I got the color. It was like, oh, well, I spent money on this. This is what I got. It's not as red as I thought. It's either that or we go through the process of returning it and then buying a new one, waiting for that one. It is what it is. I never return a product in my life.
I don't.
I was really watch my purchase.
No, I like you think like pants or something like that. But I don't think I actually do it.
Pants?
No, I think my mother had to do it.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So I don't know if that technically
like,
counts.
Usually I just feel it's not worth the effort that it takes to go back to the store if it's an online purchase, even
if I'm buying something online, I better be sure.
Yeah. I mean, when it's like online, like certain stores, like they have it very simple that you just say you want to return it. They send you a sack or a bag or whatever. You put whatever it is in there. You close it up. You throw it in. Like, okay, in our case, it's quite easy because you just have to throw it in the mailbox and then they just come and pick it up.
But I still find a lot of hassles.
I mean, I feel like that ain't that bad. But, like, well, in my case, I have to order from, like, the US or, like,
yeah, that's
those
rough.
Asian
that's rough.
Websites.
Yeah, that's
you know why? Because, like, Holland don't be having my size. In all honesty, like, even my lab
use
coat
Asian
for
people's
school,
size.
Mm, buy things rough. Okay.
Yo, yeah, no.
My lab coat for school is extra, extra small and I still swimming in it.
Bruh. Yeah. I think me, King and Connor have it good.
But yeah, because
we like the average height. This is like height. Our height is like the average, like Dutch height
yeah,
for
but
men.
But you see,
you want 82, 80, 83?
No, where height is concerned, yeah, but where style is concerned,
oh, yeah,
that's
how
you more think than me. I kind of still suck in the 2000s.
But I mean, they're coming back though. Like,
you
see the trend, like, right now.
Still wear Sean Johns.
They still make
damn
those.
Right.
Man, like
he
name,
just
man,
didn't
man,
have
yo, I still got G units. Okay? What are you talking about? I still got five G's.
Like Sean John jeans,
Enichi.
Are you laughing? But he might get up in the jeans. Might say Sean John. I think you the Sean John's darker than that.
I think these like a Levi's or something. These actually smaller than what I'm accustomed to, but. My apparel was not supposed to be the first topic of this fucking episode.
Yeah, this is the Link Up Podcast. We are known for tangents.
Yeah, I mean, that's a regular, to be expected part of the Link Up at this point. But I think we could start off with, you know, something that a few of y'all, well, at least I know one of y'all, because we all went to this Notting Hill thing. Only you, Connor?
Only me.
What do you want?
From my understanding, only me.
Bye.
The Link Up Podcast boring Kaisa.
Yo.
My entire timeline I felt went to this thing. Like everybody on my IG I was just scrolling on seeing stories.
Yo.
And the regular of everybody at everything from this Notting Hill thing.
But I just look at this man's story and I just texted that looks like a lot.
I tired, so I'm not gonna be able to fully describe exactly how it was. But if anybody get a chance to go. It's a hell of an experience. You see, the thing is, I can't say a lot of stories or implicating some people.
I understand so much what listeners was going on. What happened over there, stays over there, that kind of aim.
Yo, if all you take the videos I had on my IG was bad, or you don't want to see the shit that I can't post.
Okay. I mean, I feel like things like that has to be expected when you consider the nature of such an event.
Yeah. Was it like 4 million people on the road, something like that?
Yo, at one point, I turned around because, like, is. But it'll be going up hills, like not like big hills, but like little hills and stuff like on the parade. At one point, I turned around, I was like, what? The whole Samantha was behind one truck. The one truck.
How much trucks are you at?
God knows, I can't tell you.
I mean, 4 million people on the road. I can't even fathom what that looks like.
I can't, yo, it was
so yeah,
madness.
All the people in Europe with Caribbean lineage and stuff, and even though so I assume probably some outside of Europe and thing might have
but
made the
I
trip.
See more, I don't know, but see that's a
and
good and a bad
also
thing.
A lot of Caribbean people that come from London itself too.
You couldn't tell who was really from where unless you really hear the accents and you really pay attention to people, but then you hear so many things all over the place, like, I would say the only one thing I would say, if you go in Notting Hill, don't go in if you're in a relationship. It don't make sense. Like really and truly, it don't make sense, because you won't know where the walk up gonna come from, and then people like feelings gonna get hurt, this one get jealous, and it don't it's not worth it.
Yo,
it's
like I saw a video.
Unless you gonna stand up on the side, if you gonna stand up on the side and not partake, cool, no problem.
So you saw some relationships get a little heated and some tensions brew and stuff during the trip.
Yes.
By yes and no, because
say as much as you can say without
I see stuff that had went on, but it was number one, it wasn't none of my people, and two, it wasn't none of my business. So I had see and I went about my business.
See and don't see as this.
But I see a lot of cousins, woman fighting for man fighting for woman. This is it. I don't know if it's relationship wise or what, but from what I see partake over that weekend. It don't, to me personally, it don't make sense. Unless you can just, unless both are you comfortable enough to walk up understand with like other people, or are you make a thing that, like, are you only dancing with each other, or are you can just stand up on the side and just look? It don't make sense, why? Feelings gonna get hurt, and it gonna be unnecessary drama.
Like, I saw on Facebook a partner of mine, I ain't gonna mention who it was, but I think you know who I'm talking about.
I don't know.
He posts on Facebook, so he implicates himself.
I know. Uh-huh.
So this man, there was this big lady, big old lady, standing in front of him. I think he was gone. Looking by his face, he was gone. Then he walk up behind the thing. Then he just, like, I think, like, 2 seconds into the walk up, he was like, wait, why do it? And he turned around, looked at the camera, and his face just like.
Yo, speaking about that, I saw a video yesterday. Somebody went, some fellow went walk up behind somebody thinking it was a chick. Yeah.
I think I saw the same.
Dude had like a shirt wrapped around his head and man was going in. Yo. And then the guy turned around and watched the other part and the partner went.
Yo.
Yeah. That'll happen when your mom be keeping away from every and everything.
No, you're not observant.
No, but yo,
you're proper, like,
the amount of woman that was on the road, it didn't make sense. Yo, don't get me wrong, no. I haven't experienced too many carnivals yet. But this is my second time going to Notting Hill. And goddamn, if I could make it every year, I go in from now.
Next year going to be rough, though.
How?
England ain't gonna be part of Europe, so they're going to have to get green cards and all that shit.
Oh, that's okay. That ain't gonna stop me.
The post Brexit Notting Hill. That's something to think about for
real. Yeah. Now that you bring that up, I ain't think about that for real. But still, that's okay.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. My heart was hurting that I ain't gone. Yo. I had to save up money. I was right. But then when I see the days my mother was coming, I was like, fuck.
Yo, man's on bus stop, man on bread, man on the fucking white chocolate was on that fucking...
I saw that clip.
Yo!
It's my goal in life to get a walk-up from white chocolate.
Why?
My goal in life.
Why?
Because I want it.
A lot of the big soca dancers was there, Judd. And the thing is, you would have passed them straight and not even know.
Who's white chocolate?
But it's probably from St. Lucia, right?
Yeah, St. Lucia. But
that's our next fit, St. Lucia.
If you see the video,
what?
You gonna understand why is she moving on? Why is she moving on? I particularly can't. Yeah,
I feel you.
He got waistline for days.
For days. A white boy.
Years. That's no a, man. Yeah. He got waistline. Period.
For a white boy.
By
so you telling me you've never seen a dude that could dance as good? It's only a something because he's white, because you don't expect him to be able to move like that.
By a lot of black fellas can't move like that either.
Yeah,
though. I didn't even go for
it. Okay, so you telling me all over the
entire Caribbean, you've never seen a black man that could dance and have
It's only an anomaly because you don't expect it. Yeah, it is.
I'm not saying he can't dance.
Against white Caribbean fellas don't.
But anyway, they had a good bit of the soca, you know, the dancers you see on like Follow Soca and them big soca pages there. But again, there are so many people on the road, you probably wouldn't have noticed them, Chad. I myself was upset that I had seen none of the girls I was following, and I was like, why? If I had any chance to take a walk up, it would have been no. And I just missed it.
When? But next year?
Too much people.
Next year. And hopefully next year I'm going to check the other ones in Europe, because I want to check there's Germany one.
Belgium has one too, apparently.
I want to check the one in Ibiza.
Ibiza's
one?
Yeah, Ibiza. But Ibiza one is like...
Dude, that shit expensive.
Like
that
wasn't
what
Ramo
was talking about, though.
End of April.
That wasn't what Ramo was here for?
It's Ibiza one, right?
That one expensive, though. I mean, Ibiza is expensive.
So, but, like...
I would like to check that one. Well, maybe... Okay, maybe if... Without setting my goal and money, the only Germany and nothing here next year. If I heard one from Berlin, it's tense.
Yeah?
When that is?
Berlin. That's like early.
That's like after... St. Martin Carnival, I believe. I just talking shit. I don't know.
I
know the one in Berlin, like, it's still cold. That's what I know. When it happens in Berlin, it's still cold.
Nah, man, that ain't true. That ain't not true. Bye. Berlin, if I'm mistaken, Berlin was when it was getting warmish. No?
Boy, but getting warm,
people
don't
was,
be
people,
warm.
People was just getting, well, people was getting out and getting water and paying short.
Okay,
them.
I mean, yeah, I don't but that's that because, that's just because hoes don't get cold. You need to understand. What? When you go that, like Cardi B once said, hoes don't get cold. I ain't gonna lie, because look at how I went to Jamrock and that fucking, like,
question. Wait, boy, before you continue, just for clarification.
So you call it yourself a hoe?
You see, can no. I take the question
for
you?
I know what to say, but. I was just going to leave it out there. I was living my best life at Jamrock though. But the thing is, I already feel the cold coming on. Like, I already feel my throat. So I was like, yo, if I go get sick anyways,
might as well go home.
Either way, that's one I would want to see. Oh, that's one I'd want to attend. Because it's short. It's supposed to be reasonably cheap, Germany right there.
It's cheaper than nothing else, that's for sure.
Yo, honestly, if you do it, shout out to DSL. If you go with DSL and you go with enough people and you get Airbnb and you plan early enough, it's not that bad now. Because if you just, for instance, you can go with two people, if you can go with two, three people even, you buy a bottle and just walk with down the road. You go and then you buy a bottle on the airport in Singapore or
It's cheaper than.
It's cheaper than buying alcohol there on the road, which you end up doing most probably anyway because the alcohol we to get
run out.
Exactly. Because the packages be like, yeah, unlimited alcohol, this is not when you pass the parades. Yeah, no.
You're done.
That's not it. In like 3-4 hours into it, alcohol done, they're giving you coke. They barely got water. So but everybody gonna want still pack. You still got at least a good four and a half hours to jam on the road. Doing that sober ain't fun.
Yeah.
Let's just be real with it. Unless you're a real soca junkie or you're a real party person or you're a real dancer, they can do it. Me personally, I can't do it. So that's what we buy a bottle on Schiphol and everybody just split it and went with it. We had to rush to finish bottles the day we was leaving. And it ain't that bad. The most you can spend on is more, honestly, food. Is traveling and food.
But
the traveling could be a bitch.
The whole thing was from like Thursday until Tuesday.
But the last event was Monday night. But we went from Friday till, and then we leave Tuesday. It really wasn't that bad. If you could go with a decent group, at least five plus.
Like it was a decent amount.
We went with 12 people.
I don't know if I'll travel together, but just from what I was able to gather from the couple people that I know on IGs and things.
In our one house, we had 12 people. And shout out Jody for organizing all of that. Shout out everybody that was part of our trip at least, because Jesus Christ, the jokes. And we had a little situation with a house owner and all that kind of shit. But all apart from that, Notting Hill, I recommend anybody that you like soca, that's something for you, bud.
That is be the things to consider, though. Like, what you just sit there on the end.
What
like, when you're doing the Airbnbs, make sure you go.
Yo, if you plan it from, at least
understanding could follow rules to be like, yo, this ain't our house. Mm-hmm. Try to keep
okay,
a little consideration.
Okay, you see that, you have to know who you're inviting and that kind of ones. And because the group we went, it was 12 of us, but everybody was chill, everybody was cool, nobody was nasty, nobody was breaking shit. I mean, we was all young Caribbean people. We go every day for a soca weekend. We go to get loud occasionally. But it had the neighbors that was louder than us that we was getting blamed for it. So that was a whole something too at one point. But other than that, you could plan from like January.
And still
get a decent place, still close to the area. The only thing is, some of the things, what I was saying is traveling might catch you a bit.
When getting from where y'all was staying to where the event.
Because, like, for instance, one of the events on Friday was Dreamland was far. Like, the from where we was, like, Shepherd's Bush area, that was, like, where the parade and most of the, like, the main stuff to go on. And that's where a lot of the DSL and a lot of people just stay. Where Dreamland was, what they call Dreamland Juve, that was like an hour away drive. So God knows how that would have been with public transport.
So that was something that the transportation from where y'all was to there was set up through DSL?
No, that we didn't do it. We didn't do that through us. We do Uber. since it was 12. Boy. Since it was 12 of us.
Uber, how much that cost?
Why?
That's if it's like
80 euros.
If you split, we the thing is, it was 8 of us, so it was like 4. I mean, eight of us. It was 12 of us, so we had 3 cars or 4. I think that trip in the in total was maybe like 70 pounds. Or no, maybe 70 euros, something like that.
Per car, right?
Total.
Total?
Yeah.
That ain't that expensive.
No, per car.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
And then that divided by 4, I mean, is a little expensive. Maybe.
I mean, that's around the same price if you go from here to Rotterdam.
Going from here to Central, that's be like 20 euros. Yeah. 20 euros.
Like, I paid an Uber one time to go from Rotterdam to Amsterdam. That was like 80 euros. Like,
depends when. Oh, yeah. Snodder, I talk Uber. I talk in the Korean Uber prices. Uber from here to the start is like 20.
That's the only thing. The actually, the transport was, we pay more for transport than we pay for food.
Food that ain't expensive.
Ain't like we had a car. We had like a little.
I was doing like buy food and grocery shopping and then cooking the house.
We would do that in the morning and then at night everybody would just buy their own thing. We had like a couple Jamaican places like down the road from us. I had oxtail too. I had oxtail 3 days back to back and then jerk chicken the last day. I take advantage of that. I'm sorry, and the oxtail was only like 8 pounds. Okay, that's still like 12 euros. Is it 12 euros? About 12 euros.
If you taste Bazaar, some shit, a lot of places to be like 12 euros.
And the closest thing I could get to oxtail like that is what, Yvette's Kitchen, and that's still like what, 17 something.
People were tagging me like in all this vegan movement thing that was going over there, man.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention to that. I had my specific places. Once I had found that oxtail place, like that was it.
Yo, people tagging
planting porridge and all that kind of thing over there.
Planting porridge?
Yeah, that was my reaction as well. Exactly how hard it was.
I never heard
that. That was my reaction. When we had went in the morning, they didn't have it ready yet.
I mean, it made out the planting, so I don't assume it tastes bad because you can't go too wrong with planting. Yeah. In too many ways,
I would assume so too, but I guess it depends when they do the planting.
Yeah, but other than like the ripeness, you can't really fuck up a planting.
People can. I've had fucked up plantains before.
That I feel I like then it just burn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be it. But
even that if the planting like overripe and it burn, it ain't that bad. Like let me be real.
True. But I think it wasn't overripe. I think it was the opposite. I think it was green.
Oh, wait, that yeah.
Yeah. That's how you can fuck it up.
That's how my brother bless his heart. My brother don't know how to fry a plantain. Poor thing. I see this buy once. Take a plantain, cut it up, put butter on the stove, and man's. I was like,
okay. Because I was going to ask, maybe how do you not know to fry? I mean, you
because
put oil
he
in,
didn't
like,
fry it with oil.
That was my thing. I was like, what step can you get wrong? Just put oil and put plantain. That's like,
but
that's
he,
it.
You are a good bit younger though, so I don't know if he level up in life. I really hope so. Though.
I can't laugh at nobody when they cook it skills, so I'm gonna stay quiet.
No, Jay, you don't understand.
If you can't handle a plantain,
I didn't say I can't. I just say I'm not gonna laugh at nobody because
you can't enjoy plantain as much as you do and not be able to cook. Listen, I don't cook plantain that often, but I know how to throw oil in the pot.
Yeah, no,
cut the plantain.
I mean, I ain't that bad, but again, I just ain't gonna laugh at nobody culinary skills. Mine ain't no good either.
I ain't gonna lie, I love like Johnny cake, I love plantain, I love all that shit, and I can make it. Like I know how to make Johnny cake and everything. I know how to make pastéchi, but I don't do it because I hate disposing of oil. Like that whole
process is annoying.
I agree with you.
It's annoying. Really annoying.
So that's like, my neighbor used to throw the oil in the toilet. I wanted to punch that girl, but I can't punch girls.
Are we in 2019? Feminism.
Yo,
equality and whatnot.
If they're cousin or your sister.
No, the thing is gonna fuck up like the whole building, because the oil it plugs up, and like every year, like the head office would like say, yeah, yo, let's send an email to everybody, like please don't throw oil. That's like, who the fuck be throwing oil in the toilet, and come to find out was my Dutch neighbor, dog.
Oh, you mothers had like that pot on the stove with oil too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Like, just used to stay there.
That way,
when the oil gets too dirty, okay, then you throw it out and stuff in the back of the house.
I never see what my mother, where my mother put it or what she would do with it. Like,
it used to go in
the oil. I just put it in plastic bottles.
Why do you do it?
I just put it in plastic bottles.
You mean no wine, man?
No.
Now I don't cook with oil. Generally speaking, if I do,
I cook with oil once in a while. Like I don't cook with oil. Like
I just normally some. If I do, I just pour it down the drain. But I just like run a whole bunch of hot water and stuff.
You soap too.
You have to soap to break it, and then you could like.
And that's pretty much what I do. Just run like pour it super slow, so it's like a whole lot of water, a little bit of oil, the kind of ratio, I guess. And then just that's kind of
okay. So we went from Notting Hill to planting. So just to wrap up the whole Notting Hill thing.
I mean, we still did it. Did like people see how we get it?
Any other questions I got on it?
I mean, I think he got to the most. He enjoyed it. It was a good time for sure. I think the people definitely get that vibe.
I really want to go next year.
It was cool. I was
on Instagram like in tears. I was like, bye.
Do that to yourself.
Bye. I know a lot of people was upset with me, but that's a business. That's not my problem.
Social media is a choice.
To me,
exactly that.
It is, but it was like
I appreciated being able to see it. I wasn't there, so I appreciated
Only following my friends, basically.
But a lot of videos I didn't get to take because
I felt like a whole lot of people on my timeline was there. Like a whole lot of people on my IG was.
Yo,
so it's like I saw quite a couple of visuals.
Before we come off this topic, shout out to all the Samaritans for real because we represent.
I had the same thing.
Last year it wasn't as big as how it was this year, but a lot of Samaritan people was there, and we might just represent for the island, whether it's being nastiness or doing nastiness or just being wild.
I remember there was like a bunch of like Samaritans and a bunch of Rubians too though.
I care about the Rubians, but
you took pictures with the Rubians,
but that's okay. that was one and that's because I know it. But apart from that, the Samaritan crew alone, Jed. I mean, okay, cool. You know, within the Samaritans, they got people that are still representing the other islands where the money they father and thing from.
But I mean, like,
where the Samaritans is concerned,
that whole group you was with was repping like two different things. Like,
two alone, they got people repping Samaritan,
a bunch of
Dominica, Dominican Republic, Suriname, St. Lucia, where is Sheila thing from? Something. I can't remember the flag actually.
Where
had
from?
Hungary.
Yeah.
She had a Hungary flag?
Yeah.
She had a flag.
That was a bit of a wild card, but I mean, hey. she repped us stuff too. We had Hungarians in there as well. But yeah, Jack. It was cool. Shout out to the whole crew that was there with us.
Yeah, get me a flag so I can rep next year. But next year, it's going to be on the 30th and the 31st. That's going to be the main days.
It will be interesting though, like as a kind of segue that Woods had interject kind of earlier, seeing what it's gonna be like if there will be any effect due to Brexit and stuff like that.
Just for I guess traveling, like Woods I'd say with getting a visa and
like I was watching
that'll probably have happened.
I was watching a video recently about like a little documentary on Brexit, but it was like the Brexit effect on Anguilla. So they was talking to a bunch of people from Anguilla and looking at what effect gonna be there. And that was something that I didn't even really consider when you think about like the relationship that Anguilla have with St. Martin. And I was like very interconnected. They just jump on a ferry and there's so many people from St. Martin, like our family in Anguilla and vice versa and stuff like that. And I was like, so y'all just can't travel in these things because now, you know, leaving the European Union, Anguilla not belonging, what gonna happen to the travel there and stuff like that? How those relations gonna be affected between
so from what gonna happen to August Monday?
That's August Monday.
Me personally, I haven't been to August Monday in almost a decade now, but I mean, for the ones. This is actually a worldwide something that could really affect St. Martin.
That's the thing. Like, I literally just did not. I was not thinking on Anguilla on Brexit until I watched the documentary. I was like, oh yeah, y'all a British colony thing. Like, and they'll be just talking about like a lot of trade and being able to see some of the family members and then cause a lot of people that it was interviewing in that little documentary is like they got family on St. Martin or like, vice versa and thing. It's a very normal thing that a lot of St. Martin people family from Anguilla or they got family in Anguilla.
People that work on one island and then live on another and then cross over
them
the
type of things,
and the biggest problem is like because they're most likely what's gonna happen now is that England's gonna leave without a deal, so they're just I think it's the 28th of October.
The deadline.
Yeah. Then, if they like the way it's looking, like they're not gonna have a deal. And the problem with that is like all the EU nationals that live in Europe are not going to. Not all the people from England that live in Europe, they're not going to have any protection, and vice versa for all the Europeans that live in England. So it's like a really big problem. It's going to be a legislative hell. Yeah, and I also lost my credit card because it was based in England. Oh. Fun fact.
You know what's messed up? I had to sign up for that same credit card, but it didn't fully go through. So maybe that's why it didn't get back.
Maybe because of that. Maybe you can't get a new one because of that whole situation.
Maybe that.
That whole Brexit situation fucked up. It'd been fucked up from the time they proposed it and all of that, and the reasoning behind why it happened and how it happened, and then in like the poll situation when they were doing surveys and
people
stuff like that, and
find out how many
exactly people the most people had no vote, idea what they was voting for, what the repercussions was going to be, and all of these things is like that whole situation and where it is now. Like Woods was just saying, like, to me, equally as messy, almost. Like, it ain't getting no better.
I don't think anything will... I think it's going to take a while for them to actually come up with laws and stuff like that. When travel and trade is concerned, I don't think anything going...
It's a great situation. It shouldn't change too much.
Not studying political science or anything of the sort. I don't think anything going to happen where travel is concerned right away. I think... Okay, since we was basing this off of Notting Hill, I believe next year is not going to be such a big deal to go.
Okay, you have to look at it like this. England has not been making their own treaties. Is that the word I'm looking for?
No. Maybe, I don't know.
No. Anyway, regarding travel, all of the legislation that they have with different countries, England has not been doing that for themselves for years. It's the European Parliament has been doing that for the European Union. So if they leave, they have no negotiations, no deals, nothing. So planes cannot go from Europe to England because they don't have any agreement with one another. Vice versa. Yeah. It's a very big problem. It's not just that simple. And to get to a deal is going to now be even harder because of how the process went. So now other countries are going to like... For example, the European Parliament is not just one government. It's like a bunch of countries, and everybody's going to want their own say. And the way that Europe works, everybody needs to agree for it to work. So if 90% agrees, but then France says, no, we don't want that, we want something else, nothing happens. And that's why England is fucked.
Dog, the world is fucked.
Like, I feel for my homie that live over there. I don't know too much people. I got a couple people that live over there. It's like... I wish y'all the best. That's all I could say.
That's literally all you can say.
This whole Brexit situation. So, I mean, I don't really got much else to say on this topic. I wasn't that well prepared on it to say that for me to have like a real informed opinion and, you know, rebuttal you on certain things. But you know,
no, I thought Brexit is a very interesting thing, you know, because it was trending, like Europe was trending to going like that. People were talking about Brexit. Netherlands exiting.
Yeah, but they were talking about that since
there was a lot of
Brexit.
And then when Brexit happened, everyone was like,
there's other European countries that just got their own little issues, kind of like Spain and I forget the name of, but another country within Spain is a similar thing. Like,
oh, you mean
Catalonia? I think it's Catalonia. Yeah, I believe it's Catalonia, and it's a similar thing to like at some point California was considering like leaving the United States or and something like that. Basically, Catalonia was doing with French because originally there's like their own country with their own language and stuff like that. They're just kind of in Spain, but they're still kind of their own unique identity type of thing. And there was a whole little protest and kind of just talks about seceding or kind of being its own country, separating from Spain. And like, there's a lot of that type of talk just all over the world, in different places, in different ways.
You have that within like England itself, for independence
and stuff. Yeah. Not a great example. People don't like being told what to do by people that they feel is not them. That is just a strong sentiment that you see throughout the world when you talk a lot of the post-colonized countries fighting for independence and stuff like that. Like with St. Martin, that's a big reason. Why is these people in Holland getting to make decisions for St. Martin? Or like in the Brexit documentary, I was watching the people in Anguilla. It's like no Anguilla people was ever consulted to see how they feel about the Brexit vote or the negotiations or anything like that. So it's just something that Britain did. Because they feel like it, or, you know, because that, with no kind of regard for other people, basically, are the other colonies that going to also be affected by it, them type of ones.
But sorry, I meant Scotland, by the way. Because like Ireland is like half Europe and half England by itself. That's a whole other problem, by the way.
You know, now that I bring up these concerns, I may have to focus, you know, a little bit more on it to see how my travels will have to be affected next year. So maybe I might pay more attention to this.
Yeah. At least I mean, it's a very important thing. It's important in the sense of like, it's going to bring more opportunities for certain countries.
I was wondering if I...
That's really sad.
Yeah, it's going to bring a lot of opportunities for certain countries, especially Netherlands, because a lot of main branches of companies that want to stay within Europe are going to come to the Netherlands.
Yeah, and from what, like, me and the wife, he was talking about that, and she was telling me, like, they're already happening with a decent amount of them, like, before the Brexit deal even happening, a couple of them already done move here, and just, like, this becoming the new hub for English stuff post-Brexit.
Because it's just, like, the Dutch speak English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The level of Dutch and the level of English in this country is like pretty, at least in Amsterdam and stuff like that, you is a great example of being able to survive here without, you don't need the language to survive and you could do the shit pretty fine, pretty well.
Yep. I mean, it's a bitch at times, but pretty much.
You know, getting assistance with the mail and them ones.
Yo, that was tens the first 2 years, but you know me unnecessary fines I get just because I couldn't read what was going on.
First of all, it's your own fault because you don't be ignoring your fucking mail.
No, like, then I used to be on my mail. But the thing is, I used to see it, be like, crap, all right, I can't read this, I gotta take a picture, send it to my sister. Let me, you know, I'm gonna do something else and then I'll take it later. Later, this never happened. And then, quote unnecessary.
I mean, honestly, I can read the language and even I sometimes get like mystery fines. It's like, what?
Yeah.
That's just the Netherlands, though. They come up with mystery fines.
You ever like go on?
But lasting deeds just cost like, hey, yo, you remember this?
Yo, as soon as you feel a little comfortable, like, yeah, but I can save a little bit now. And then, ha! Hold that fuck.
Just when you thought you got away.
The water belasting?
That
had come out
That same bill you get, I say fuck that. I went online and quite I asked scalding. For quite scalding.
Yeah, you can get quite scalding for that.
Yeah, but you see the thing is,
it's a bitch too.
Why I was confused was, let me explain. So the first time I get a bill was like beginning of this year, and I had paid because it was like 22 euros, and I had just come back from vacation and I was checking like, bye, I don't want like leave this here and then get like a boot because I paid late, so I didn't do the credit scaling in time because I had like 1 day to pay it. So I was like let me just pay it, it's 22 euros, we gonna survive.
Just 22 euros.
We was gonna survive, you know. Okay, come back, I don't know when it was, but I check my mail and I get a bill for like 200 euros. They tell me I ain't paid a belasting for this year, so that's why I get like 200. I said, but what the fuck? I was like, first of all, I paid it 6 months ago. What the fuck? And then I was like, bye. And I said, nah, let me ask for a quite scaling.
That and then is good.
I vrag it and they never tell me nothing about it, Nairo.
That's good.
They send me an email saying that they're going to look into my case and then they're going to let me know. But don't pay it. Just wait until you hear back from them. Never hear back from them.
No, but they take their sweet ass time.
That good. Let them take the time.
No. But I'm just saying, like, don't get too comfortable. That's all I'm trying to say.
That's one thing Holiday teach you, boy. Don't get comfortable.
I mean, look. They could try and take it off, but if it ain't there, it ain't there also.
Like, I've been doing my windshield lasting for like 2 years now, and I thought I was doing it okay. And then last month, I saw the ballasting deans thing come in. Let me see what's going on here. Open it up.
What you thought you was doing?
I thought he was on top of taxes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Apparently he wasn't.
I mean, I wasn't Wesley Snipes in it. I was paying. I just
did a miscalculation. In Holland, everything will come off automatic, no?
It depends what you're
for
doing.
For the most part. There'll be some of it that you gotta kind of check over, but like usually every time I do my taxes...
If you're registered in the Kamer van Koophandel, like if you have, like if you're working independently...
Oh, then you gotta do... Oh, okay.
Then it's a little more complicated.
Shit, I mean, I ain't making that much, but
I don't have to keep that in mind, man. Start. Yeah. All right, next one.
On to another country. Keeping in the same vein of controversial topics, How do y'all feel about this NFL Jay-Z partnership?
No, I want to hear all you. I want to hear all you two specifically more about it. I don't necessarily know how things were shit, and I know you really don't give a shit.
Like,
you're just making assumptions about my life. Like, wow, what happened to my business? Mm. You're just making these assumptions. Like, you know me.
Like we were saying, King, how you feel about it?
Let me start. Like when I read it, I got angry in the beginning. And I don't have no reason. Like, I have a reason. Like, I understand why I was angry. Because, like, everybody was on that fuck the NFL boycott movement, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I felt like, especially knowing Jay-Z's background and what he does for the community, like, you don't hear about it, but he does a lot, especially pro-black movements, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I read that, I got angry in the beginning, but then I heard, like, multiple sides to the story, and that made me think a little bit differently. I'm still not 100% okay with it, just because of the people he's associating himself with in with this deal, knowing what they say and knowing what they did and still do. And this reminds me of the whole Kanye West and Trump situation, if you understand what I mean with that. That you have a white man using a black man to make them look better for whatever shit they do later, and then they could point out to, but hey, I have a black friend. So that's my take on it. But at the same time, now I'm just waiting to see what Jay-Z does and what comes out of it before I can,
like, fucking exactly. Yeah. Anyway,
but
let me stop.
I mean, I understand why some people are angry, because I also got angry when I read the article, because, like, you're going in the belly of the beast, and they take advantage of black people. That's a fact.
The biggest thing,
what? The NFL takes advantage of black people.
Oh, okay.
To me, the biggest thing regarding this whole NFL deal is the hypocrisy in it. And it's a weird thing to even really say that, because there's been a whole lot coming out regarding some of that, to say, like, because there was a lot of speculation. Jay was letting this person know, okay, don't perform in the Super Bowl. Like, from Rihanna got the thing, like, for 4 years or something like that, Rihanna was in talks, and it was like a steady kind of advice from Jay to be like, yo, don't do the Super Bowl performance and thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was the, supposedly Travis Scott got the call, then later it turns out, okay, Jay wasn't telling him not to do that, or his issue wasn't about him performing at the Super Bowl. It was, I don't think he should be second fiddle to Maroon 5. And that was the reason he didn't say, okay, don't do it. I just don't feel like you dropped Sicko Mode, which was like one of the biggest songs last year. I think you should be like
the
headliner, basically. Okay. And then there was a similar thing with JD, because JD was working on some project, and then it turned out that in an interview that initially Brian Michael Cox, one of JD's close associates, was saying how, yes, indeed, it is that Jay called JD to let him know don't perform at the Super Bowl. Then JD did an interview saying that that was not the case. Jay never called me and told me not to do the Super Bowl and nothing like that. So it's like, some of the hypocrisy is like kind of mitigated, but then it's like, on Jay self, you making songs saying you don't need them, they need you, fuck the NFL, you stand with Cap performing with Kaepernick jersey, and then in this press conference, at least the first clips that came out of the press conference, that was another thing that just caused more controversy.
Just looked wrong,
because it was just like the first 5 minute clip or something where he's saying, yo, this was never about a job, it was like kneeling, we passed that, now it's on to actionable items and whatever. And from there, I understand what Jay was saying, but it's one of those things that it just sounds bad. Like, it sounds cold in a way. It's like, okay, you were supporting him, and now it's all, like, it's never about Cap getting a job. But what he was saying has validity, has legitimacy, when you're saying, okay, the kneeling is about bringing awareness. Everybody knows what it's about now. There's been controversy and the talk going on for, like, a year, 2 years, however long it's been now. Everybody know police brutality is a problem. Let's do something about it. The thing is, to me, this just sounds like the NBA Cares type of thing that the NBA has, which was like their social program where when you watch any games and stuff, you'll see commercials of NBA players going to, like, the Make-A-Wish, going to see kids in sick hospitals and shit like that.
High schools and painting parks.
Watching, like, the full, or I don't know if that was the full, but the longer footage, the 46 minutes that they put out from the press conference where they actually, like, to me, they should put that shit out from the jump and not that, like, the 5 minute clip that had everybody upset at Jay in the first place. Just put out the full 46 minutes. Cause they actually address a lot of things people was busy arguing and saying,
they edit Charlamagne parts as well.
Like, they ain't had none of that in the first 5 minute clip. They ain't had Charlamagne questions, and I didn't even know he was in the room in the first 5 minute thing until they put out the full footage. So, but in a nutshell, I don't know. I can't say I'm happy or excited about this, because to me it doesn't seem, because in that same press conference he was saying like, yo, this is a program that was started, the Inspire Change thing was something that NBA, NFL started like a year or two ago, and it's just that now they're taking in kind of advice from Jay and being like, okay, no, these are other things that y'all should pay attention to, or maybe y'all should be interested in this cause or that kind of thing. Just, they was already setting up a kind of give back, a charity foundation type of program, and now it's just, okay, they're getting a little bit more direction from Jay to be like, okay, these are black causes that might be important that we should talk about, whether it's prison reform or police brutality or any of these type of things. So to me, it just sounds like it's an advertising campaign. But like you also said, it's one of those things where it's super early, we don't know what the fuck really it is. I'm just saying that that's what it seems like to me. It's primarily an advertising campaign type of thing that we're going to be doing. Creating content was what he keep like harping on or coming back to. We're creating content to inspire change. What that looks like concretely or in the actual like real thing, a video talking about police reform that can come on in the commercials of NFL game. I don't know how actionable of an item that is. It's protesting a different form, yeah, but I don't know how much change and stuff it can bring along. But like Woods was saying as well, Jay has been somebody who has an established a pretty good track record in terms of doing well for the community. So you want to give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, but you can't help but change that. It's not a good look, in my opinion. It looks very hypocritical. Yeah, it looks hypocritical. It looked like you said, another example of, let's get this black leader to pacify the rest of the black people. If we get Jay-Z on board, the rest of the black people going to follow as well, because he's like the unofficial leader or whatever. All right, that's kind of how I look at it.
How and why you think Rashid and Khalissa? If I have any opinions on it, or was I right with my initial statement?
You was right with your initial statement. I agree with the sentiment of just waiting and see what happens. Because at this point, I understand people outraged and whatnot, but I don't know where this is going to lead, whether or not it's going to help the situation or not. So for me, it's just like, wait and see where this goes. Although I don't deny the optics of it looking hypocritical and such. Yeah, that's about it for me.
What? Okay. But you see, okay, so now I understand where King was coming from. Because to a certain extent, I think, you know, and I've said it on this podcast before, I'm not necessarily a Jay-Z fan.
Yes.
Yeah, it's known.
But that is not, my personal opinion on him does not take away the fact that he has done a lot for the community and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So now what I didn't know was how much he was going against the NFL. I know he had the whole Stand With Cap campaign and stuff like that. I didn't know he had songs going on about against the NFL and all of that. So with that concern, I can understand what King was saying, the hypocrisy of it. So I understand the doubt. What I don't understand is the outrage. Why people so outraged about it? If the NFL passionate
about something they don't know.
If the NFL, not only that, nobody really knew the deal. Because the whole thing was like, oh yeah, Jay-Z will be a part owner, this and this and that. No.
Which he also never said.
He did not say
he's
that.
Going, he's going to be part of the con. What specific? The content.
Super Bowl. He's curating the Super Bowl as well as this Inspire Change thing. Okay. That's one of the main things that we know. That
and
we
then the NFL is supposed to be given somewhere of more than 100 plus million to certain foundations and stuff like that. And Jay-Z is supposed to oversee which foundations get which money and how much and all that. If everybody always complaining about how the NFL is this, the NFL is that, the NFL is white, they need more black people, this and this and that, other than they're just using the players and all that. You finally get a black man in power who has shown he has a track record of helping the community, both in and outside of America. Isn't this finally, instead of looking at it, oh yeah, is this the white man using the black man to enslave all or not enslave? That's a bit. Boy, that's a bit extreme. But to control or to help control the other masses or the other ones that are following him, this and this and that, because nobody can say that Jay-Z ain't a leader. Why look at it that way? But why not also look at it? All right, cool. Finally, somebody, one of us in there, one of them, because yeah, I have nothing to do with football like, or America or not to do with Jay-Z.
To me, the but reason
is the, you know,
okay. I feel that's just like you, the temperature. Yeah, of social can you media. Go first?
To me, the reason with that is there's precedent in some ways about this type of move in particular that kind of leave a bad taste in people's mouth, because Jay was also involved with the Brooklyn Nets deal, and that was something that a lot of people kind of criticized him for, in a sense that the Brooklyn Nets deal was one of those things that you bring on the blackface to kind of make people okay with the gentrification that also was part of building the arena and everything that had to do with the Brooklyn Nets becoming a team. It was one of those things where, like, you had Jay-Z to kind of pacify, because there was a lot of people that was protesting and stuff against the Brooklyn Nets because of some of the gentrification and moving people that lived there out and all of that. And it was a bad look with the Brooklyn Nets deal, like, just Jay himself kind of backed away from it after a while, because he realized that, yo, it was some other things that was going on with this situation.
Maybe that shit I that wasn't he really aware yeah, he, of exactly.
initially, and it was like, yo, that just wasn't the best situation for me to be in. And then looking at this next move,
it feels very similar.
Exactly.
Okay,
and
cool.
That's where certain people kind of skeptical.
At what cost? Like, you're doing this, but what is because they have their motives. Like the NFL is.
But of, it's yo, evil.
I agree with the point that you're making.
Understand what
you're
saying, like, but
it's
like,
a valid one. To me, the only other thing that could have maybe been a little different is be like, okay, cool. I get that you're trying to change, you're trying to do something. But to me, you could also go a different and be like Ice Cube and be like, okay, cool. You know what? Fuck the NFL. Let them do their thing, because that seemed like the vibe that he was on was like, you don't need them type of thing. Those are just Jay-Z's words himself. So it's like
there I understand. I understand where you come from. But
start
again,
your own league. Be Ice Cube. Do the big tree or something to but create why, a flag why, football team of flag maybe, football league or something.
But maybe that's not necessarily his role. Maybe he don't know enough about that this is my view on it then personally. Divide and conquer. Cool. What I mean by that is that, okay, cool. Jay-Z going in and trying to get that route. We have to wait and see. He could either fuck it up and be all for himself and do what the white people want, or he could open doors for other black people and have the NFL to be a bigger something. And if it's going to the positive direction, then that's just another field for black people to enter in. And then from there, you could go, all right, cool. Maybe from there, somebody else make their own NFL field just for black people or just for minorities or just for colored people or something like that. It don't necessarily, all the black agenda don't just have to be in one field. If I understand what we're coming from. Yeah.
Like, we waiting and see how it's going, but it's just like, we very skeptical.
I understand. I understand the skepticism now, because I didn't know all the information that you just gave me
one
there.
One thing
but
I will
the
say...
The outrage, I still don't understand.
Outrage in particular, though, that also why I feel like is unjustified is there's a lot of outrage at Jay-Z.
Yeah.
But we to this day we still don't know what the fuck is in that deal that Kaepernick, the settlement that Kaepernick accepted.
Yeah,
we still have no idea. For all we know,
and this
him
man
not getting a job is part of the settlement.
Yo,
he probably
this man not even talking.
Exactly.
Everybody like, yeah, I sign for Kaepernick. How you gonna sign for somebody that still sits in that's still kneeling as a matter of fact.
All I heard from Kaepernick is from Nessa majority of the time. His woman speaks more than him, and I understand all of that's probably part of the settlement, because we know there was an NDA involved.
There's NDA. He cannot talk about it. Yes.
But it's like, why we upset about Jay-Z when it's like the person who supposedly
we can't switch it like that, because don't forget that before the settlement even came, this man wasn't working.
But if you upset, if you upset,
who has the power? Who has the power in the end of the day in terms of the settlement? Was it Kaepernick or the NFL? Who had more power?
But wait. The whole thing with Kaepernick is
throw the man like that, just like that.
This man is still raking in millions from
but he was working, and then they just cut him off.
Was about the blackballing. The settlement was specifically about the fact that there was a concerted effort by the NFL owners and stuff like that to keep Cap out of the league. That's what the settlement was about. I'm not saying he's wrong for accepting the settlement. To me, the funny part is, you can't be that critical of Jay. And it's supposedly Jay and Kaepernick talk. According to Nessa, it wasn't about the deal. He did. It seems as though Kaepernick didn't know that the deal was going on, but Jay and Kaepernick talk. We don't know. I don't know then if part of this deal, the settlement that Kaepernick accepted about this blackballing thing, was that you can't speak about the fact that, well, we're not giving you a job still. Like, or I don't know. We, the point is, we don't know what the fuck.
We know there's an NDA. That's for sure. And that's because he's not talking about it.
It just allows people to speculate and do all kind of nonsense, and I feel like
their own narrative.
I don't feel like Jay should receive the same amount of criticism when it's like I ain't seen nobody criticizing Kaepernick for that, because it's like in certain ways, yes, I understand you need your money, you have not been able to, your livelihood was taken away from you, you get this settlement so that you could stay afloat and do different things like that. I understand that, but it's still
the bigger cause.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's like, okay, why are we out here fighting if you kind of potentially and agreed honest, and accepted money man, and gone quiet? Already,
this man was already protesting. He's still doing things in the background. I don't think he's not just talking about it. At the same time, this man did what he did, and a lot of his own teammates that supposedly were supporting him when push came to shove did not. And look, We all have our own livelihoods. Just imagine if you studied for something for your whole life, and then all of a sudden you can't, like NFL has, like, they have a control in the sense that if that was your livelihood, you can't go, like, you can't go for, like, Hayden Adams, you can't go from Ajax and say, well, fuck it, I'm gonna go to another country and figure it out there. No,
I mean, you could. It won't be the same level as what the NFL is, but that's what the fuck the ball people did when it's like, okay, I can't do the NCAA. Let me go play in Lithuania and play basketball over there and get known and stay be playing with professionals.
NFL is
I understand.
Big only in the US. All the, like, in, you have NFL, you have American football in Europe, but it's the, like, you like could rather say, play
the,
rugby.
The level will be lower, but that don't mean there's not professional ways that you can play professionally in other countries. It's not to say that the sport just completely doesn't exist in other places. I understand that he doesn't want to do that. This is his home. It's like the sport that I get why he wouldn't want to consider those options, but at a certain point, it becomes like, yo, these people don't want you. What are you going to do? Stay trying to get into the league where they've made it really, really clear. There was proof and evidence. A settlement came out of it that there was colluding and there was a concerted effort to keep you out of there.
So that's why I don't want to.
They make it clear to you. They don't want you here.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to throw Kaepernick into. Like, I can't criticize the man for the decision that he made concerning his livelihood. I don't want to do that.
That's why I understand. Like I say, you haven't been working for 2-3 years or however long it was. I understand that over all of that period, that's money lost. Get your settlement. Get some amount of millions. Right. But
That's different. I don't
agree with the NDA part of it. That's like the movement kind of stopped, or is like the main person that was a catalyst of it. Not to say the movement was about Kaepernick specifically, as well, police brutality and all of that. Mm-hmm. But it just seems a little weird when the person who was a catalyst of all of it can't even speak. It's like he's now been muzzled by the same people he was kind of protesting against. It's like,
and those same and people Jay-Z went in bed with.
Yeah, the whole situation just looks is not a good look, basically.
And I, like I said, I understand the skepticism. I just don't understand the outrage. For me, it's just like, yo, let me wait and see. Mm-hmm. Give it a year.
That's the logical part of it.
See what a man do and what all work he put in, and then from there, everybody could crucify you, Scott.
I mean, nowadays, outrage gonna always be there, no matter what you do. You know,
like this Popeye's chicken thing.
I know.
chicken sandwiches causing beef out there.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I want hear that. That's why I moved from there. That happened to me a lot. But I ain't gonna lie. I would want to taste it. I like Popeye's. Like I was saying before we started recording, all I need is Popeye's and IHOP, and I good.
Okay, this is gonna sound weird, right? But give me a moment to speak before you
crucify you.
Crucify me.
Alright.
You know what chicken I want to taste? The vegan chicken from KFC.
Yeah, I saw it. I think
that shit sold out in 6 hours.
About that. I think it was like the green bucket thing.
Yeah. And they sold more chicken. Like, it sold out, and they sold in 6 hours. They sold the amount of chicken they would sell in a week.
What is their chicken based on? Is it soy?
Mostly soy. I didn't check to see what
it
is.
Why want to eat chicken so bad? Just eat chicken then.
No, but you don't understand. Look, a lot of people that go, like I don't like that sentiment. A lot of people that go vegan, it's not like they hate chicken. It's just
the ethical choices and whatnot.
But they still like to eat chicken.
No. If you like to eat chicken, you would have killed the fucking thing. You leave the thing dead.
Biggs, I it's killed chicken. Remember, do you remember this one is one of my reasons for going vegan? Remember that story?
But it could be also that, like, for example, like, your body don't, like, chicken don't sit well in your body, mm-hmm. but you enjoy the texture of it.
Yeah, so, there's like, a lot of reasons.
Maybe you know, it's
eat
like...
Bush, eat bush.
It's sad there's a lot of people, a lot of, not controversy, but, like, regarding, like, the Impossible Burger, that it's not really as good as it's supposed to, like, not in flavor or nothing, but just a lot of these meat substitutes. Healthy. Yeah.
No, but that's...
A lot of these meat substitutes and things like that, some of the other stuff that they put in to get them kind of really meat-like.
Everything
will
kill you.
Like, it's...
Okay, everything like, going to kill you.
Yeah. If, you want to be vegan and healthy, you got to eat whole food, plant-based foods.
Yeah.
But... It's the same thing, like, sometimes, like, you can't eat a burger every day. And that's the same thing, like, things that are processed foods, it's more of a luxury.
That's the main problem in general to me. Like, if you want to, like, boil it down and get to, like, okay, what do you eat that is good for you?
Unless you grow in that.
Eat some shit that come out of the ground. Yes. Basically,
unless
like,
you grow
food,
in it,
plant-based, that's healthy.
Raw food, not processed. Nothing that comes with a label, that comes in a package, in a container, something that, like, if you can see that, okay, this is the way that nature kind of presented it to you, and it's not been a whole bunch of dyes or different kind of things to help change the texture and whatever else and all of these
so
things.
So we just basically choosing how fast we're dying. Because either climate change will kill us.
I mean, climate change ain't gonna kill us.
It might.
You never know.
With some of the weather that's been going on in some places.
We are going to feel the effects.
You're gonna catch a heat stroke, you're gonna drown.
But
this
summer in Harden, shit.
No, but I mean, like, we feeling the effects, but we ain't, like.
We probably.
Our generation ain't gonna feel the biggest effects of it. We feeling the changes, but if you feel
the
our
effects,
children generation, they gonna feel the real brunt of climate change.
Yeah, if we even make it to make children.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true though.
Hey,
if it gets too hot, your seeds them ain't gonna make it.
At least ain't got
to start walking naked. This fucking jean shit ain't gonna work.
Everybody gotta start drinking.
Listen, are you looking at the negatives, right? At least I ain't got to pay off my student loans.
But those things ain't the biggest.
But I mean, like, if okay, fun fact, not fun fact, but just heads up to everybody that wants to buy a house right now, just wait. The recession coming, so that's another thing.
Wait it out.
Next year gonna be a recession for sure. Or even this year.
Oh, okay.
So if you're planning on buying a house, just wait. Planning on moving out, just wait a bit.
You see, my other thought with that is, like, you buy you buy this house in a certain place, and then what happens if that entire, like, climate changes in a different sense? Like, cause another thing, this kind of getting into some other conspiracy thing, so I'm not gonna go too deep into it, but there's a whole other thing that science has been
talking about, the conspiracy theory.
Science has been predicting that the pole's supposed to shift at some point, like, we way overdue beyond, every certain amount of years, every thousand years or whatever, the poles shift and this changes climate. And I was just wondering if some of the climate change that we're talking about has anything to do with the poles potentially shifting or anything like that, that might have it so that everything that's now in the Caribbean, the tropics around the equator and shit like that, for all we know, that gonna be the new Arctic and shit like that, and places like Antarctica and Alaska, they're gonna be the tropics and things. Like, what happens if you buy a place? I just mean,
in Miami, then becomes
your best start watching the news.
The Netherlands start getting hurricanes, and then the Caribbean and shit like that, just chilling.
I'll tell you right now, my island gone. Do we survive in it?
Aruba
can't even survive a little rain.
But that's what I'm saying. If the things change, if the climate change out and the way it is now, just redistribute, we wouldn't be getting hurricanes no more. Like us in the Antilles
get
and
blizzards.
Whatnot. Does the Netherlands get blizzards?
No.
Sometimes.
Higher up.
Have you not, like.
No.
Bro, where were you last year? There was a blizzard.
When?
Not a big one, but it was a blizzard, a snowstorm. It's not a blizzard technically, but it's
but snow. So you listening
to yourself? Nobody had to say nothing.
He went on his own trip. You have storms,
then the storm becomes a hurricane, right?
I mean,
it's not a full blown blizzard, but it's a baby blizzard.
So it wasn't a blizzard.
Like a storm becomes a hurricane. That's what I'm saying. You feel me?
Okay, but if you have a storm, you won't go say, oh, a hurricane passed through here now.
A potential hurricane.
Okay, it wasn't a blizzard. Bye, thanks for the salt, man.
I think we could wrap up this episode.
We are hour and 4 minutes in. I don't know how already.
I feel like it passed pretty quick. I was half in, half out for a while.
What else you want to talk about?
Nothing. I feel like it bashed real quick, you know. It's the first episode.
True. But although, honestly, that was a sign.
Yeah, but, I think we should start wrapping up. The camera day.
Honestly, usually an hour goes by quite quick on the podcast.
So, we got any last words and stuff before we sign out? Any plugs and whatnot? Let's go to that. Or
I ain't got shit to promote for the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
Follow me on the IG, please. I lost a lot of followers because I got hacked.
Oh, wow. That's rough.
So when you get hacked, who did
and
that?
People even got like weird messages. Sorry for that. Some people don't even know that they were deleted. So I got like some messages from people be like, "Woods, why do to you? You ain't do nothing."
Hey, social media make people a little sensitive.
Yeah. So I got hacked. So follow the boy at Woods the Chosen on the IGs, on the Facebooks, on the Snapchats. I'm back on Snapchat.
Okay.
So
don't follow me on IG because I ain't doing shit for the next 3 weeks.
Well, yeah, kind of where I left it off plugs wise, I remember before we went on a break, I was saying I've been dropped from a place and Pogo Stick. Those are two songs that coming out. But, you know, during the break and stuff, I kind of reevaluated. I've been working on a lot of music while we was off as well. That was one thing that kind of helped it last a little longer. So a project is coming at some point. I kind of decided, let me not just drop two songs, let me just drop a full project. I don't have a date or nothing like that yet, but there is artwork that's kind of done that was also done during the break. So a project is coming soon. Just be on the lookout for that. I don't want to give out the name because I'm still kind of tinkering and toying with a couple names in my head, so I don't want to drop it officially yet.
But that's all I got.
What you got?
Backyard next week, Friday. So when this gonna come out? Wednesday. Yeah, so the Friday that you are you gonna be listening to this? Amsterdam, Melkweg, Let's Play, gonna have Backyard. It's going to be a little mini dancehall, hip hop, R&B, a little bit of soca here and there. More or less a Samaritan party. Okay, I like, man. That ain't true. A lot of other people will be there now too.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I want come true, something to do on a Friday. So yeah.
Alrighty, it's confusing then with the two backyards.
Yeah,
this is backyard from uncle, not backyard from
backyard.
This is uncle presents backyard.
Jamrock don't wanna let on. I
mean, isn't Jamrock just a backyard by itself?
Jamrock is just, as far as I know, Jamrock is just Jamrock.
Okay, cool. Well, now that all the plugs are out the way, unless Kalissa and Rashid got anything that they feel needs to be added.
Rashid, you want to talk about One Piece?
I'm going to see y'all.
I think that's a no.
Yeah, already then, people. Having said all of that, I think it's about time for us to leave y'all. So we'll see you people the next time we link up.
Bless.
Peace.